We got some information.
From who?
Okay, we're back on the air, so we'll get and call this meeting to order. The numbers that were used to come up with the $5 million requested amount were based on a calculated $440,000 per month expenditure with an approximate $1,200,000 carryover. The Medigap portion, the Schedule F or whatever, is prepaid in January. So January of this year, we paid $1,028,000. There's some that are enrolled throughout the year. There was another expenditure in April of $55,000. Another expenditure in August of $15,000. So that's around $1.1 million that was paid, which has already been paid and is included in this financial. So it appears that $5 million is what is needed to fund the health benefit plan for next year, including the Medigap portion.
Well,
it could have gone up just a little bit. If we do anticipate an increase in the Medigap portion, then maybe we need to consider an additional $100,000 or $200,000. But I could see no reason to go any more than that, which that would put it at 5.1, 5.2. But there is just a little bit of, there's a little bit of extra in there based on $440,000 per month.
And so who did you talk to and give you this information?
The comptroller.
And he's not here, why?
He was busy, said he just got out of the meeting.
Call for the question on the motion.
So the question was to amend to strike $5 million and insert $6 million?
Yes.
Just get a additional.
Oh yeah, we're not supposed to call for the question.
If you call for the question, you just gotta vote on whether or not you're gonna allow
to call for
to
the question.
Call for the question.
Right. So you just wanna disregard what I said?
Pretty much, yeah.
Just out of spite? Or
no,
just
because we have differing numbers. We have numbers right here from Paul Smart that are different than that. You just admitted that he gave you numbers that don't include the 5% increase, which they didn't bother to give us that information on, so they didn't even factor that in. 3% increase. And I'm sorry, he was just too busy to come over here and talk to us about this.
Well, the comptroller of the nation is kind of an important job that you have.
Right now, there's no more important job, to my way of thinking, than helping the Congress.
Okay, but the point is, I just got some information that is, in my opinion, undoubtedly beneficial and totally germane to what we're talking about. So now we're just going to go 6 million.
No, we have
5
information.
Million, 6 million.
No.
Not 5.2, 5.24. Just.
RJ, we started at 2 o'clock and it's 3:40. We've spent an hour and 40 minutes working with Tom Bartlett from HealthSmart, four different pieces of information, something that we couldn't understand that has the year before showing that we spent $7 million in this. And I'm sorry that you took a break and Chad Cobb decided to talk to you because he also talked to Eli earlier and said something a little bit different than what you said. But we did the math based on what he said and came up with
6.23. But that wasn't taken into account the Medigap. We were adding $1.4 million. We've already paid it. It was paid in January.
We know that. I know that.
So just going to disregard that portion of the discussion?
No, but something is amiss.
Well, the $6 million included the additional $1.4 million. Now we've learned that that's been paid. So we eliminate the $1.4 million from the discussion. The $6 million amendment was based on, you said it, it's this and then this.
Right.
Well, then this is included in. Yes, it is.
It's Bill Smart's calculation that it's $3.2 million halfway through the year, plus 1.4 for the Medicare supplement. We doubled 3.2 plus 1.4, and then we took into account that there was $1 million supposedly in the account.
So 6.2 minus the 1.2 carryover equals $5 million.
No.
Yes, it does.
Well, I agree with that, but it's 6.2 plus 1.4.
That's what I got.
Well, there are undoubtedly contradicting numbers between expenditures out of the nation's treasury compared to what is being represented by HealthSmart. So we're going to rush this out the door.
Not being rushed.
This, no.
But if we make a mistake,
this?
If we put too much money in the health benefit fund, it sits there.
I understand that.
And the way things are going, every penny that the nation has, we're looking under every rock to go spend money on something. And
so is that what you're trying to do then? Is overfund it?
No, I'm utilizing, for one thing, I'm not in the witness stand. However, I've explained three times why I made that motion.
And it was based on a $1.4 million that was not included in the finances?
No, it's based on HealthSmart's data that says the amount that's potential for payout to date is 2.951 through June. I can't explain it anymore. And 250,000, 3.2, doubled, 6.4.
Minus 1.2.
It's 5.4, plus 1.4.
No, it's not plus 1.4.
It is, because you just heard, I can't make you
I know what you're saying.
That Mr. Bartlett just said this doesn't include the health, the Medicare supplement. And the letter that I read to you that we didn't get a copy of, maybe Mr. Cobb didn't get a copy of it either, says that there's a 30% increase. And we did the calculations and we figured, okay, there might be more people joining this. That's, I mean, we spent a lot of time on it, I thought.
Congressman Norris.
Dr. Shaw has been doing some calculations over there. What did you come up with, Dr. Shaw, in your calculation?
Well, this is based on what I mean. Numbers that our budget analyst gave us based on his conversations with the comptroller. He said it was $440,000 a month, calculated that out to $5.28 million. And as I recall, he said 1.05 million. I'm not sure how that squares with the 1.4. Where did we get 1.4?
We did 400 and...
We did our own math.
Yes, and we included a 3% increase.
With no increase. And with that, we got, and with the administrative fee, we had 5.6, actually we had 6.8 million. But the $1 million that we believe is going to be left at October, November, we would have to back down to 5.8 million.
But you included an additional 1.05.
Yes.
And that's the Medigap, correct?
Right.
Well, that's included in the financials. I was just told that it was 100%.
Let me just
clarify. I've checked, that. Got off the phone, took a minute, came back, and he said he is 100%.
All I can say is that you say it was paid in January. That pays premiums to the end of the year, I assume, to the end of September, not
December.
All of next year.
That's
we're appropriating December. We're appropriating for next year. Those premiums are going to be due again in January.
And they're accounted for. At $440,000 a month.
That was the benefit card, according to part of our budget analysis.
Including, that includes the Medigap. I was told and I asked, and I
said, that's our sticking point.
And I said, will you check, will you double check? And he said, yes, let me double check. And he came back and he said, yes, that includes the Medigap 100%.
$440,000 a month.
Correct.
Well, that is sticking. That we were told something different than the budget analyst based on his discussion with the comptroller. So.
We couldn't get here today to help us.
Well, this is real simple information. Can we not just I've got a meeting scheduled tomorrow.
Can we get him on the phone?
We're up against it.
We've been here an hour and 40 minutes.
Why does that frustrate you so much to take a little bit of time to do the job right?
I've done my job right. I've done everything I was supposed to do. I've made contact, I asked the people to come, I brought all the people here, and then somehow you take a break and go get somebody on the phone that should be here if they have different information to present. We've wasted everyone's time for an hour and 45 minutes now.
I don't feel the time has been wasted at all.
Well, it is because we can't get a piece of legislation out the door because we want to wait for the, we're going to do the same thing, RJ. If this is your modus operandi, tell us now. So I'm not even going to bother to have 2-hour meetings if you're going to wait for somebody else that doesn't bother to come to when they do come.
Okay, I'm not listening to that. If you're about, you're free to leave. You're getting out.
I ask you to vote on the amendment. So if the amendment goes down, then I guess we have the answer.
Okay, well, there is a motion on the floor to amend the bill. Roll call vote.
Congressman Shaw. Congresswoman Pratt. No. Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
No.
Congressman Norris.
No.
Congressman Walker.
No. Motion to amend fails. Congressman Shaw.
Is it possible, I won't say that there won't be another attempt to amend this bill. The reason I voted no is that right now, the chair has caused me sufficient reason to reconsider that to where I want more information. I don't dispute this, but I would like to have our budget analyst and the comptroller in the room at the same time, if that's at all possible.
I'll make every effort to make that happen.
Well, I would request that the treasurer come too, because he's ultimately responsible for the budget of the nation.
I'll include him on that request. And Congressman Norris.
I would have voted yes, but I had that bit of doubt, and that's why I asked Congressman Shaw on those numbers by me again. I just want to be sure that the numbers are correct before I vote. And I had that doubt in my mind. Now, that was the primary reason I voted no on this piece of this amendment. I just don't think the numbers match. And if we just had these other people in this room with us right now at the same time so we could get a firm number, well, then that clear up everything. You know? Unfortunately, we couldn't get them in here today, but I hope we can get them in here really, really soon.
Appreciate your comments, and I couldn't agree more. Congresswoman Pratt?
Well, I agree with the comments that were made also. So when is the time that can happen? Because you were able to call over and get this information, is this caught up with the no communications between the branches, or do we have to... When is this going to happen? When can they come over? I know you have a meeting tomorrow, but when can that happen?
I can't answer that right now, but I'll do everything I can to find out.
So can we at least, I mean, he was able to talk to you, but can we just at least even get him on the phone tomorrow?
What time's your meeting
tomorrow? Somewhere around the same time.
I won't be here tomorrow at that time. I'm pretty sure it's not, because I think we have an education and a... appropriation meeting tomorrow.
Wednesday. I got, I think, 2 or 3 meetings scheduled this week.
Well, if I need to be here, please let me know.
You're the sponsor. Obviously, we can't have it on the agenda, and I wouldn't have it without you being here, Congresswoman.
Except I do everything I can do to get here to be prepared, and you take a recess and go make a phone call and come back and say, oh, it's all, here's how it really is.
There's a reason why that happened, Congresswoman, and it led up to that. There was a question that I had about the $1.4 million, and it was represented by you that that was included in the financials. You used the nation's financials. And I had a question whether or not that was the case, and I found out that it was not.
I thought you said it is in there.
Okay, well then it wasn't how you represented it. Which, that's to no fault of your own.
No, I thought it was in there, I believe
that you did.
HealthSmart's numbers, and I was willing to go on HealthSmart's numbers in the absence. All I'm saying, RJ,
that's reasonable. I know what you're saying.
If this goes like this for the next 20 days, you're going to end up at the end of the session with no anything.
And so are you.
Well, it's not just you.
Chair would entertain a motion to postpone.
So moved.
Second.
Motion to postpone ONC A 1699 to the call of the chair by Congressman Shaw, seconded by Congressman Mason. Any discussion? Congressman Shaw.
This one point, I know there's been a request to have comptroller, a budget analyst here, and treasurer. It would be acceptable to me if the treasurer were at a minimum available by phone.
Okay.
Or on a call. I don't know what his availability is in general. I think he might be the one that's least available, but if he were available by phone and the other two were here in person, I think we could make that work.
Agreed. Thank you. All those in favor of postponing to the call of the chair say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. ONCA 1699 is postponed. We obviously don't have time to get into ONCA 1695. There's been a trend that we are going to wait until Wednesday, although I think that we could consider looking at program plans and financials, but anyway, we've been past that. We are at adjournment. Any objection to adjourning the meeting? Seeing none, we're adjourned.
Remember that one time you tried it?
Sure,
yeah, I don't have such a nice pin like mine from Mason.
The 10 pounder. 10 pound pin.
Yes.